Hachette Audio presents Indivisible, written by Daniel Ailman, read by Adon Rocha. Dedication to my ma and pa, who have given me everything. Part 1. 1. Ma is always telling me how I feel too much.
It isn't a bad thing, mijo, she reminds me every time this comes up. It just means you carry around a little more than you should. When things are bad, it weighs you down more than it would most people. But when everything's good, you also get to feel a little more of the good stuff. On days like today, I think she might be right. Maybe I do feel too much. I've been carrying all this weight inside my stomach for hours and it just won't go away. It's heavier than these boxes I have to carry around and I'm getting tired of the way it's bringing me down. I look at the pile of boxes, trying to figure out which one weighs the most. Maybe if I grab the heaviest one, this feeling inside me will feel lighter in comparison. So I push a box of paper towels aside and pick up the one full of packaged tortillas. It's lighter than I expected, but maybe that's just because my arms have gotten stronger. I've been helping Ma and Pa at the bodega for a couple of years now, but I only took over the task of restocking the shelves last summer. In the months since then, I've learned that no box is too heavy to carry. I head toward the back of the store and set the box down in front of the half-empty tortilla shelf. This little corner of the bodega used to be nothing more than a few shelves with Mexican products. But ever since Pa decided to add items from other countries, we started referring to it as the ethnic food section. As I begin to pile up the packages of tortillas on the shelf, that word starts burning my tongue. Ethnic. Too ethnic, I whisper to myself. Too ethnic.
Excuse me?
I turn around to find a woman standing behind me. Her hand is frozen mid-movement as she reaches for a bottle of salsa. Oh, sorry, I say. I was just talking to the tortillas. She walks away quickly, throwing me a weird look as she disappears around the corner of the aisle. A fresh wave of anger washes over me as I think about the day Adam came up to me at school a few weeks ago, saying he'd heard about an open call for an off-Broadway play that's beginning rehearsals this spring. They were looking for an actor who could pass as 16 years old and who could sing and dance. We'd been dreaming about an opportunity like this ever since we first met. Suddenly,
sample complete. Ready to continue?